Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is still in critical condition after being shot during that GOP baseball practice yesterday. He was hit in the hip but suffered organ damage. President Trump visited him last night and spoke this morning.
It's been much more difficult than people even thought at the time. It's been he's in some trouble, but he's a great fighter and he's going to be okay, we hope.
A lobbyist who was shot is also still in the hospital. The shooter, James Hodgkinson, was shot by police, later died. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie has been following all of this. And Greg, he's in some trouble. What more do we know about Representative Scalise?
Well, we know, as you mentioned, that the bullet went through his hip, fractured some bones, damaged internal organs, caused a lot of severe bleeding. So that seems to be the main source of the problem. He had two surgeries yesterday. He's had or is having or has had now a third surgery today. And he's still in critical condition. So this is quite serious.
We hear, though, that the other victims seem to be doing well.
Generally, yes. Two of the other shooting victims seem to be recovering very nicely. Matt Mika, this is the lobbyist for Tyson Foods. He's still in intensive care, as far as we know. So we have three other shooting victims in various states of recovery.
Yeah. So what more are we learning about the alleged shooter, James Hodgkinson, from Belleville, Illinois, a Bernie Sanders volunteer, had been living in Virginia since I think it was March in a white van. Many people came into contact with him at the Y.
Oh, absolutely. He was not trying to hide in any sense. Seemingly, since about the end of March, he was living out of this white cargo van, basically in the parking lot of the YMCA, and people saw him every morning there in the Y. He wasn't working out. He seemed to be sort of living out of his gym bag. He'd take a shower there, stare out the or look at his laptop in front of a window. The window faced the ball fields where the shootings took place, about 50 yards away. So it was right there. In that spot. The former mayor of Alexandria, Bill Ewell, said he met with him 20 times. He's a chatty guy. He sat down and had coffee with him. Didn't really think the guy was that strange or nothing that set off alarm bells. He was seen at local restaurants. So he left a very clear trail, wasn't trying to hide.
Well, so interesting because he was right there by the park. And so there are people concluding that he was waiting and looking for Congressman Scalise because he once, you know, mentioned him negatively, so he must have been targeting him. But then we also hear from the other Republicans who were there that this man, who they did not know was going to be a shooter, asked if the players were Republican or Democrat, so he didn't even seem to know what he had in front of him.
Right, and that's really one of the mysteries. If he came to Washington intending to carry out an attack, he was sitting in this sort of suburban area with not the center of political activity. So it's sort of a strange place to put yourself if you're looking to go after people who were on Capitol Hill. These guys had been practicing 3 days a week for several weeks. So it's possible he did have some inkling of what was going on. But yesterday was, in fact, the last practice of probably more than a dozen or more practices they'd had there, because tonight the actual game will be played.
Yeah. Well, he had run-ins with the law, reportedly punched his daughter's boyfriend, punched through a door to pull his daughter out of a house, been arrested for battery, among other things. You report on his shooting off a gun and police having to come and asking him to stop. And yet we're also hearing from people who knew him that they can't believe that this is the guy who did this. He showed no signs. And he had guns. Obviously, he'd been able to get them.
Right. He's from southern southwest Illinois. He, by all media accounts that we're seeing, had those guns legally. And there were a couple episodes where law enforcement got called in. The most recent was on March 24th. He was sort of shooting into some trees outside his house, which is a fairly rural area. So some neighbors called police. Police came, told him to stop it, but didn't arrest him or charge him with anything. And it seems right after that episode, or within a couple days of that episode, is when he came to Washington.
Well, what might happen now? This morning, President Trump spoke more about Congressman Steve Scalise. Let's listen.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
Do you think that's going to happen? We already have Representative Steve King say he blames Barack Obama for what happened. He told WHO Iowa Radio that it was Barack Obama who divided us. Others are pointing out it was Donald Trump who told his supporters at campaign rallies to go after people, protesters. He'd you know, back them up. That's happening. You know, so do you think there's going to be unity?
We see this very clear trend, Robin. You get a temporary unity after these sort of shooting events. May just recall a few months back, a gunman came into a pizza parlor in Northwest Washington based on a fake news report about Hillary Clinton and fired some shots. So there is this temporary unity saying tone down the rhetoric, but then it eventually dissolves and goes away, yeah. And we get back to the vitriol.
Well, let's see. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.